Hello, my name is Harold Bigham. We are delighted that you have chosen to spend your time today in listening to this program. We appreciate it so very much. The phrase "in remembrance" is used many times in the Bible. This phrase implies that we are to be reminded of something that is so very important. We are to constantly keep the instructions of God before us. For example, Paul wrote that Christ said, "And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." 1 Corinthians 11:24. Again, the word "remember" is used also many times in the Bible. For example, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them." Ecclesiastes 12:1. Again, "Remember Lot's wife." Luke 17:32. Paul also said, "I have showed you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, It is more blessed to give than to receive." Acts 20:35. Today, we want to look at the word remembrance, or remember, or the word remind, as we study about what Peter would write in the book of 2 Peter. Notice that while Peter was alive, he did not neglect to remind God's word to those who were established in the present truth. He wrote, "Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance." 2 Peter 2:12-13. Peter, in writing to members of the Lord's church, explains to them the great need to be reminded of God's instructions, even though they had already obeyed God's word initially to become a Christian, and they were already established in the present truth. Still, a great need existed that they needed to be reminded of these great truths. As a Christian, they would face various trials and temptations of life. They would have to defend the truth of the gospel. They would have to stand against false teachers. Peter said, "But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of, and through covetousness shall they with feign words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not." 2 Peter 2:1-3. By remembering God's word, they would be able to be strengthened and to remain established in the present truth. Peter reminds them that repetition is good for their soul. The three R's of learning is repetition, repetition, and again, repetition. Repetition is a Bible truth. Notice that Peter says that these had already known the words that he was to remind them about, and that they had already been established in the present truth. In other words, Peter said that they had obeyed the gospel and they were faithful Christians. Now, a question is worthy of our study today. Is it imperative that we be established in the present truth? Since Peter is writing to those who had already obeyed the gospel and they were added to the Lord's church and they were Christians, should this motivate one who has never obeyed the gospel to obey the gospel? Certainly so. One has to be in something in order to be established in something. In the present truth is a phrase denoting that they had already obeyed the gospel and they were now members of the Lord's church and they had been established in that present truth. The word established denotes growth. As a Christian, we are to grow. Peter said in 2 Peter 3:18, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." The early church was established in the faith in Acts 16:5, and so were the churches established in the faith and increased in number daily. The Hebrew writer warned about being led away by false doctrine and the great need to be established. Hebrews 13 and in verse 9, "Be not carried away with divers and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein." Peter also says, as long as he is alive, that he will teach them the things that are needful for them to mature and to grow. He does this by putting you in remembrance, as he had written. Notice that he said that by doing this, that he would stir them up. The word stir has the description of keeping something from going out. Peter wanted them to not forget God's word, and he wanted them to keep it within the heart and mind. Our pure minds are to be stirred up by God's word. Peter said, "This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior." 2 Peter 3:1 and 2. Our minds are kept pure by God's word. We must hunger and thirst after righteousness to be filled. Matthew 5:6. How can we today see the great need that Peter speaks of? We must first realize the urgency of obeying the gospel plan of salvation if we're not a Christian. And then by obeying the gospel, we are then added to the Lord's church by the Lord Himself, Acts 2:47. Then we are in a position to be established in the present truth and to be reminded of the word, as Peter said about. Peter then says that after his death, they were still to keep God's word in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. 2 Peter 2:14 and 15. Peter says that he will die sometime. He speaks of death as something that is putting off the tabernacle and as a decease. He says that it is very near that he is about to die. You notice that death is a common denominator of all people. We all will die unless the Lord's second coming precedes our death. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, Hebrews 9:27. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. 2 Corinthians 5:1. Paul said, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand." 2 Timothy 4:6. Peter, as an inspired apostle of Christ, speaks of the nearing of his death and the great need for them to remember what he had taught. Today we have the completed revelation of God's Word. We are to always keep in remembrance God's Word, and we do this by a constant study of the Word of God. As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby, 1 Peter 2:2. How many times do we need to study about a particular topic or subject in the Bible? My friend, we need to always study about God's Word and be reminded about certain subjects in the Bible. Let us have a desire to study again and again about the Lord's Supper, about baptism for the remission of sins, about the distinctiveness of the Lord's Church, about the worship of the Lord's Church, and about many other topics that we are to be reminded of. A person who is not a Christian must know how to become a Christian. Then, after obedience to the gospel, a person who is now a Christian needs to be put in remembrance of these things as well. We need to be as the brethren in Berea. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the Scriptures daily whether those things were so. Acts 17:11. My friend, have you obeyed the gospel? If not, please consider what the New Testament says for you to do in order to obey the gospel and to become a member of the Lord's Church. We are to hear His Word, Romans 10:17. We are to believe and have faith, Mark 16:15-16. Repenting of our sins in Acts 2:38. And to confess the good name of Christ as the only begotten Son of God, Romans 10:9-10. We are then to be baptized for the remission of our sins. As we read of in Acts 2:38, Jesus will add us into His body, unto His church, the Lord's church, the church of Christ, in Acts 2:42, beginning throughout verse 47. Remain faithful, yes, even until you die for the Lord, Revelation 2:10, to go to heaven in the after while. May God bless you as you continue to read and study the Bible.